It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Hi Sam, Viewmaster.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. This is our last one together, Mikey.
It is. It's our last. Maybe we should hook up for some viewing, some hard out square box watching, and just, you know, get it done.
Just hang out, watch a TV show.
Yeah, and then just dissect that after 7 or 8 eps.
Well, you know, I like to watch it all in one go.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and you do a bit of crying and stuff in there as well.
Yeah. You haven't seen me cry yet, have you?
No. I cry all the time, do you?
Yeah,
I could cry today. You never know. You might see it's a heartfelt.
I might cry. It's the last time together.
All the time.
I'm a big crier.
Blub.
I'm all about fragile masculinity.
There's three B's in blub. Just so you know.
Blub.
Fragile masculinity.
Oh, there could be.
Well, my masculinity is quite fragile, I think.
Yeah.
Or I'm happy to be fragile.
I don't know.
Yeah. You know.
Open to fragility.
Open to fragility. That's my stripper name, Fragility. Okay, so today we're talking about Killing Eve Season 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Fragility.
Killing Eve
Season 2. So I reviewed Killing Eve Season 1 already on the show. But it's so good, I'm doing it twice.
I was about to say, the things that you've said since you came in here, you've been like, you have to watch this show. Have you watched this? You have to watch this show.
It's just so sick. So it's on TVNZ On Demand, which is always a great hit because you don't have to feel naughty about watching anything. It's a good show. New Zealand's making some money off it. You know, it's all good. But this show is amazing. It stars Sandra Oh as Eve Pilastri and Jodie Comer as Villanelle. And Eve Pilastri is basically chasing down a female assassin across Europe kind of
what's
thing.
What's her gig? Is she a cop?
She's like an MI6 agent, but super nerdy, not really like...
So she's getting paid to do that.
Yeah.
So she's got a boss in that.
She's got a boss. Her boss is Fiona Shaw, who is well-known across lots of different like British TV shows. When you see her, you'll know who she is.
Right.
And Sandra Oh is obviously off Grey's Anatomy, is where everyone remembers her off. And she is basically just like nerdy, but like... really cool, and she basically develops this obsession with Villanelle, the female assassin.
Oh.
And they kind of, it's got this like, well, now that I can spoil season one, I'm just going to spoil it because I've already reviewed it once, so you guys had the chance to watch it and you didn't watch it, so I'm just going to do it.
Spoiler alert
for Killing Eve season one. Basically, she kind of falls in love with Villanelle across this hijinks, Europe-based thing where she's trying to hunt down this, like, Villanelle's like this terrifying, beautiful assassin who like, kills men and like uses her femininity to get close to them and kill them in like really quite gruesome ways. And Sandra Oh's
obviously quite a few as well.
Quite a few. And yeah. Sandra Oh gets obsessed with her and they basically like kind of fall in love with each other. And there's this whole cat and mouse thing where.
So how does she know that the Sandra Oh's character is chasing her?
Because she's a secret assassin.
Because secret assassin, and there's all these like different government so conspiracies and stuff.
She's a step ahead the whole way, basically.
Yeah, but also she's this. She's played by this really young actress. I'm not sure where she's from, but her name's Jodie Comer. Do you recognize
apparently
her?
Very good. Apparently very good.
Very, very good. And basically, Villanelle's character is such a psycho, and basically like a real. She like plays really childish, and the show's hilarious, but also terrifying. Like, there's this scene in episode 1 of season 2 where Villanelle, you kind of see some compassion in her because usually she's not very compassionate.
Yeah.
And then she instantly just kills someone, like just out of the blue. And you're like, holy crap, like I forgot what show I was watching.
Oh, shiver me timbers.
And it goes from funny to terrifying in a heartbeat. There was this scene in the episode I watched last night, episode 4. It's set in Amsterdam in the red light district and she pretends to be a prostitute to kill someone.
Quite a place to go, the Amsterdam red light district, if anyone's ever been there.
And
have you been there, Sam?
I have not, but I'm planning on doing it large.
It is an experience.
Yeah, I'm so down. And she basically wears this pig mask and like slaughters a guy in front of like
a pig mask. That's spooky.
And slaughters this guy.
Pretty standard Amsterdam, to be honest.
In front of a sea of onlookers on the red light district because they think they're watching like a sex show, but she's really just murdering a guy.
Right. So because the way it works here is basically this stand in the window and just sort of go, I'm an option.
She thought that people were in an audience like they were watching a sex show.
Yeah, and she was doing it to like
thing they do there. Yeah.
Yeah, and she was doing it to like show off that she could kill him.
So it was like a theater show essentially.
And she was doing it to try and get Eve to come to Amsterdam to investigator. Just
so that wasn't, but isn't that what she's always doing? She wasn't hired to assassinate this person. She also just
wanted the attention as well.
So she's a paid assassin.
Yeah, and
so
she just
gets jobs as well. So they're just wearing work. It's just work, isn't
she's
it?
Just working. You know, sex workers, assassins, office workers, they're all the same.
Job on,
at the end of the day, you're all paying tax.
This is the thing.
No, and the show is just honest.
Maybe
it's so
she's
amazing.
Like a cruise ship worker, because cruise ship workers don't have to pay tax.
Don't they?
Well, they get paid not on any particular land.
Yeah, that's yeah. So the
international waters. Yeah. They can murder someone. Yeah. They can do whatever they want.
Wow. Yeah, interesting.
Oh God, that's the life. Wow. But yeah, so this show is amazing. It won a few whatever the TV show award is. I think it's, is it the Oscars? Is it the Grammy? Not the Grammys. I can't remember. Academy Awards. What is it?
Oh, no, we should have
Emmys. That's it. It's the Emmys. It won a few Emmys. And the dynamic between the two characters is so cool. And in season 2, it introduces another female assassin.
Oh, for sake.
Which is so
Wait,
sick.
No spoilers for season 2, though, hey?
Well, no, I kind of spoiled one scene, but, you know, that was a good scene.
The this is we talked about this last week briefly. This is advertised. They're advertising the shit out of this one. It's huge. It was all over the show.
TVNZ is pumping this show out. They are so proud to have the rights to the show.
But only on demand? Like, it's not...
I'm pretty sure it must be on regular TV.
No, that's right. No, because someone... Like, we asked that last week, and someone texted and said that one of the episodes had been on. But, yeah. But you can watch the whole thing on one big whack.
Yeah. So it's 4 episodes out at the moment. Season 1, I think, is still online as well. So you can go watch the whole thing, which is so sick. And just
how long season 1? How many episodes?
10 episodes,
ooh,
I'm guessing.
Lordy.
And honestly, this show just has the coolest tone, and it's stylistic, and the characters are all really interesting and diverse, and not like just stock standard detective-y. It's really fun, kind of campy, but super, super terrifying at the same time. And like, you kind of get creeped out watching Villanelle. Like, she's the most compelling character. It's so sick to watch. I really recommend it. I don't know why people aren't watching it already. It's on every billboard.
It's on every billboard. Why are you watching it?
And like,
I mean, everyone watched Bloody Married at First Sight.
The show blows Married at First Sight out of the water.
I think every single show blows Married at First Sight out of the water. That's such an awful television show.
Yeah,
awful.
I might go on it next season though, Mikey. It's pretty lonely.
Do you know what? Do you know what? It's like a hematoma of a TV show.
What's a hematoma?
Well, it's like a bruise that keeps bleeding under the skin.
Hematoma. I hardly know it.
Hematoma. Hematoma.
but yeah, that's Killing Eve season 2.
Mikey,
what TV shows are you looking forward to? Because it's the last time we'll talk about TV.
I don't know. That's a big call. I'm looking forward to. I just like discovering new ones. Obviously Game of Thrones. I need to be. It's in the tidy up. You know.
Did you watch episode 3?
I did watch episode 3. It was a solid watch.
I feel like
you're
so invested in Game of Thrones right now, you wouldn't be able to watch anything else.
What else have I enjoyed recently? I'm looking forward. Someone just texted in that there's going to be a Deadwood movie. Did you ever watch Deadwood? Deadwood was awesome.
I've never heard of it.
Sucker. It's a great movie. Great series.
Deadwood.
Street Food on Netflix.
Oh,
I'm not gonna watch this food. I've been too much pressured to watch food films.
It's very good for any listeners that might be open-minded to that. It's very good.
I watched the new a few episodes of the new Chris Lilley Lunatics.
Don't even talk to me about this. Ugh.
Don't like it.
No. I don't like him. I don't like it.
Neither.
I'm not about it.
I kind of liked some of it this time around.
I think he should have left himself in 2007 when blackface was kind of okay, because now it's not.
Did he do blackface in this one?
Apparently not, but like it's pretty heavily implied that it's blackface.
What, the South African lesbian?
Yeah. And then also, someone asked him like, "Oh, what do you do about hate comments or like people criticizing your new work?" And he's like, "I don't read any comments. I don't care." I was like, "Okay, sick."
You know what though? I'm well and truly over hate comments. I couldn't give it. I'm really, really. I'm starting to think that I think the best adage is really, like, care what you think about things.
Yeah, but you've got to be open to criticism
stuff. Yeah, but if people can't be positive, people create hate comments just for the sake of it.
And you're talking about trolls.
Yeah, I'm talking about trolls. It's boring. It's destructive, and it's actually. It's not the way to deal with things like that. It's absolutely an ineffective way to deal with the problem that they're trying to deal with.
Well, I don't leave any comments on anything because, like, I can't be bothered typing. I don't have time.
Yeah, I can't be bothered typing either.
I've got shit to do. but, yeah, no, I just, yeah. Lunatics, from what I've heard, I haven't actually watched it. Not about the character that he featured, but it's also just apparently not very funny.
Some parts were funny. Some parts of it I thought were funny, some parts weren't. But, yeah it's something to watch. Was there anything that I'm trying to think? It's hard to put in the
What's
spot
next?
Like that. What's next? Come on, you tell me. I'll watch Killing Eve. I'd like to watch that.
I'm going to watch Bonding next on Netflix, and I'm going to watch the new Netflix horror series that just came out. I can't remember what it's called.
Chamber.
Chamber.
It keeps popping up, and it's
I'm so excited.
The trailer in itself is terrifying.
Because I'm going to watch it all, like I watched Haunting of Hill House all one day, but I'm going to watch this all one day, and I'm going to spook myself. I'm so excited.
Scroll past it really fast so the trailer doesn't start, because it freaks me out that much.
Oh, God.
It looks terrifying.
I've also been watching the Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies, and they are awful, guys.
Yeah, no, they're really bad. They were really bad at the time.
Why did nobody tell me?
Well, how many have you watched?
I watched the fourth one last night with Renee Zellweger and Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, this is just so whack.
Yeah, yeah, that's strange, that one. Yeah. All right. Hey, anyway, Sam, it's been lovely doing radio with you. I've really enjoyed it.
So have I.
We'll meet
if
again.
If you ever want someone else to come review TV shows just in your house, just give me a text and I'll just come stand there for 15 minutes and review a TV show.
Thank you very much, my friend. Love you very much. And thanks for coming and thanks for being part
Love
of the
too,
making
man.
Radio with me. I really appreciate it.
No worries. Bye-bye.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.